Thank you for calling customer support. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
Yes, Morgan. Can you tell me what kind of a business this is?
So the number you're calling, we're a third-party call center. We represent for more than one company.
You represent what?
For more than one company. We're a third-party call center.
Oh, I see. I see. Well, can you tell me why I would have a charge on my bank account to you?
Yes, ma'am. So the number you're calling, we're a call center. I could try to pull up a charge using your zip code and first and last name.
Yes. I can give you my first and last name.
Yes,
Helen Cavanaugh.
Yes, and what's your zip code?
74137.
Yes, and what was your last name again?
Cavanaugh, C-A-V-A-N-A-G-H.
And could you verify your mailing address?
4612 East 93rd Court in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Yes, ma'am. Give me one moment. Yes, and it looks like there was a contest that was entered for an iPad. In order to be eligible for that iPad, you have to be enrolled in our meal planning app called ByteSub.
I did not do that. Now, I need to be taken off of that list.
Yes, and do you call signing up for ByteSub or doing any other kind of contest entry, like an iPad,
no.
iPhone, PlayStation 5?
No, I learned my lesson on that a long time ago. I don't even need an iPad.
Yes, ma'am. So if you don't recall signing up for that contest entry or signing up for ByteSub, we can go ahead and have this account canceled. That stops any future billings. But regarding the current charge, I would need to transfer you over to fraud.
All right.
Yes, I'm going to go ahead and cancel this account. Give me one moment to have you transferred over to fraud.
Okay.
Yes, and while I'm waiting to have you transferred over to fraud, would you like a cancellation number?
Yes, please.
It's going to be C as in Charlie. 9205-3877.
Thank you.
Yes, and then give me one moment and I'll have you transferred over. And I'm sending you over now. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.